Spending a few minutes now with Swarthmore men's basketball coach Landry Kosmalski. His squad has advanced to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. They will take on Randolph-Macon in Amherst on Friday night. And before we look ahead, we've got to look back at the first weekend. You beat Mitchell and you beat MIT, but the MIT game really was one for the ages. You beat an outstanding team by 40, and you hit your first 13 three-point shots, and you end up shooting 73% from the floor for the game. Have you ever been a part of a game like that where no one could miss?
I have not, but it was fun to be a part of.
Now, we were talking the 13th straight. I think that set an NCAA record for most consecutive three-pointers, but you weren't. You're coaching. You're worried about substituting game situations and all. You weren't aware of just how hot the group was?
I mean, I knew we were hot. I knew we were attacking well. You know, for me, as the coach and staff, we're more watching, you know, how we're moving the ball, how's our spacing. And, you know, okay, yeah, the result was good. We made a shot, but it seemed like we were doing the other stuff right, which is what, you know, we were focused on.
So when you look at that stat sheet afterwards, what goes through your mind? What do you say to your assistants and stuff like that?
Well, you know, it's more what they said to me. I'm kind of, you know, excited about the win, about to go in and talk to the team. And our assistant said, you know, we were 10 of 10 from three in the first half. And I hadn't looked at the stat sheet at halftime. I did, but I was looking at rebounding and, you know, field goal percentage and free throws. And I don't really pay attention to the threes. But he said that, and that's when I was blown away. And then my wife after the game was the one that told me about the 13 in a row. So in the heat of the game, you're not really noticing that quite as much, the streaks in shooting.
But I guess you really, as a coach, you can't ask for much more than for your team to put forth one of their best efforts at this time of year. No?
Yeah, and obviously that's what you hope for. And a lot of things came together, but I think, you know, besides the shooting, I think just overall our game, you know, defensively and sharing the ball and staying locked in despite a big lead, you know, I think all the mental, psychological aspects of the game, what we were most pleased with.
So now let's look ahead. Randolph-Macon on Friday night. Obviously, everyone you're going to play at this time of year is going to be an outstanding team. But when you scout them, when you look at them, what will they bring to the table against your group?
You know, well-coached team. Josh does a great job. Very physical defensively. Good athletes. Really high IQ players. Their point guard, Anthony, really makes him go, player of the year in their league. And he both scores and creates for others, so makes him a real threat. And I think offensively they really try to, you know, attack you in different ways. So, I mean, it's going to be a battle. You know, I mean, we tell our guys, I mean, from here on out, every team we play is the best team we'll play this year. So, I think we'll get you ready for the challenge, knowing that.
I think we talked before the tournament started about your team's experience with the run last year. With the first two games in your back pocket, is it safe to say that that experience has served your group well for the moment, not being too big for them and them knowing how to work their way through these games at this level?
I do. I think the experience, and I hopefully that will continue to show this weekend as we go on the road, because we had to win on the road the first weekend last year. And I do think you mentioned the moment, and I think last year our Elite Eight game, you know, try though we did to not, you know, look ahead. I think that's just normal. You look ahead to the Final Four, and we definitely learned that from last year. And I think we know this year it's just like, hey, Randolph-Macon is a challenge, and then the next game it's going to be another challenge. And really just taking it day by day and game by game.
And final question, just looking at some of the pictures from Saturday night, the crowd, the energy, what has the success of your team kind of done for campus? Because it really looks like this is a special moment, not just for your group, but for everyone connected with Swarthmore right now.
Yeah, we just had unbelievable support. And, you know, I've had several coaches call and say they watched the game, coaching friends, you know, say they watched the game and they were just blown away by the atmosphere. And, you know, we had just great support, you know, especially from the other athletic teams that are really excited and happy for us. And I think there's a lot of support around campus for the teams that have been doing well recently, like when we do host conference tournaments, NCAA tournaments. I think there's just the student-athletes really get behind each other. And so does the rest of the campus. I mean, our president was at the game. She and I were walking out together. And I think just a lot of people excited about how our athletic teams are doing.